The Jesse Blake Sports Report with Jesse Blake.
If you haven't already seen the episode on my five winners from the Four Nations Face-Off, go watch that one after you watch this one. But that one, I'm celebrating McDavid to Marner. I recorded that one right after McDavid to Marner. So it's all McDavid to Marner, but we talk about other things in there. There's four other topics besides McDavid to Marner. But McDavid to Marner, gold medal, championship, Canada, winners, bucket, it's over. We beat USA. Take that. Done. I don't have any other words. I've done a lot of celebrating tonight. It's awesome. But let's get into this. Five biggest losers from the Four Nations Face-Off. Starting with the number five biggest loser, every other league's all-star format. If you remember, the Four Nations Face-Off is in replacement of the NHL's All-Star Weekend. And this is such a good idea. It went off so perfectly. We all saw competitive hockey at the highest level of hockey we could have ever imagined. And it puts to shame every other league's attempt at an all-star game. And if you remember this past weekend, Canada versus USA in the round robin was during NBA All-Star Saturday night. And the whole conversation around that weekend was how much better the NHL product was. But we can even go further than that, because on Sunday, the NBA All-Star game was absolutely atrocious. Everybody hated it. I don't know one person who watched that enjoyed it. The NFL had just punted on the Pro Bowl, no pun intended. And they don't even do a football game anymore. They do flag football plus a little little skills competition, like who can throw a football to these targets or in a bucket, or wide receivers have to catch footballs with giant hands and all these gimmicks. They've abandoned the All-Star format. And then MLB, they still have the Home Run Derby, which is cool watching guys hit home runs, but the All-Star game, nobody cares about the All-Star game anymore. We have so many interleague games that it's not special to see these players from the American League and the National League play each other. So nobody cares about the MLB All-Star game anymore. And the NHL is the only league that's figured this out. So number five, biggest loser, every other league tried to do an All-Star game. NHL's done it great. You guys all lost. The number four biggest loser is the Minnesota Wild medical staff, because they are now in a beef with the Boston Bruins. Because if you didn't know, the Minnesota Wild medical staff is the Team USA medical staff, and they botched Charlie McAvoy's injury. So the insiders reported, Elliot Friedman specifically, today that Charlie McAvoy was injured originally in the Finland game, but he played in the Canada-USA game after being cleared by the Minnesota Wild / Team USA medical staff. He was treated for whatever injury he got in the Finland game, and then he still powered through and played against Canada and the USA. He flies back to Boston. They discover, the Boston medical staff, that he has an infection, that he needs to be admitted to the hospital, and he can no longer play in the tournament. And they say, the Boston medical staff, that the Team USA medical staff completely botched it, because he shouldn't have played against Canada and the USA. And somewhere along the line, them treating this injury, he suffered an infection. And your job is to not infect the person you're trying to treat. So Minnesota Wild medical staff, I don't know what's going on, but this isn't a great look, and Boston is probably not going to be happy with you for quite a while. Number three on the list, you know he has to be here, but I'm not just naming him. I'm naming two of his other teammates as well, because this needs to be a little trio at number three. So at number three, we have a trio of Americans. One, Connor Hellebuck, Fraud Watch, found our target. It has been successfully revealed that Connor Hellebuck is a fraud. He does not win the big games. He loses in the playoffs consistently. His save percentage goes way down in the playoffs. And now, championship game, what does he do? Gives up the game winner, Connor McDavid. Connor Hellebuck, maybe you're not that good. Probably, yes, definitely. Oh, is that the Fraud Watch? Oh, fraud alert. We have found him. Connor Hellebuck, fraud. Next up, Adam Fox. I don't know what happened to Adam Fox. I thought he was a giant stud defenseman who was great offensively and defensively in this entire tournament. He hasn't looked right. I wonder if there's an injury there. I know there's an illness going around the Four Nations Face-Off tournament, so maybe he was sick, but Adam Fox did not look good. And JT Miller also was very unimpressive in this tournament. He looked a lot closer to the Vancouver JT Miller than the New York Rangers JT Miller. So Adam Fox and JT Miller, just for having really mushy tournaments, they got to be number three. And Connor Hellebuck needs to lead the trio, number three biggest losers, because he is a fraud. Number two, everybody who participated in the Mitch Marner discourse. How dare you? How dare you participate in a weird narrative that really made no sense? He scored the OT winner against Sweden, and that wasn't enough for people. Then over the weekend, we get this weird narrative that Mitch Marner can't show up, and that means the Leafs aren't going to show up in the playoffs because Mitch Marner doesn't show up. He was fine. He was like really just okay. He wasn't great. He wasn't Nathan MacKinnon. He wasn't Connor McDavid. He wasn't Sidney Crosby. He was just okay. He was mediocre. That doesn't mean he doesn't suck. He was really fine for the last two games leading into the championship. In the championship game, he showed up in every single way, delivers the primary assist for the game winner to Connor McDavid. What more do you want out of Mitch Marner? Come on, people, stop. Stop just hating on this guy because you don't like his face or something. The dude delivered, and he was just playing fine up until the championship game, and that's fine. You know how many studs are on this team? You know how many guys who are just playing fine today for Team Canada? He was just amongst the fine players. Okay, he didn't take over, but cool, and then he delivers the game winner, so shame on you for participating in the Mitch Marner discourse about him not having a good tournament. In the end, proved everybody wrong. You are the number two biggest loser if you participated in that discourse. I'm talking to you, a lot of Toronto media. Number one biggest loser for the Four Nations Faceoff Tournament, the NHL. The NHL is the biggest loser for depriving us fans of this moment for the last 9 years. It's something we've hammered this entire tournament. The NHL did not put on a best on best for 9 consecutive years. And even back in 2016, when they hosted the World Cup, it was still a little wonky because we had Team North America. So some of the Canadian stars who might have made Team Canada weren't on the team. And then we had Team Some of Europe, and same with the American team. They also, it was Team North America. And then we had Team Some of Europe, which is just a weird made up team that's never going to exist again. It was weird. Even then, it was like, cool, we got best on best, but it wasn't really best on best. So if we go even further back, then we get like 2014, that's Sochi. That's true best on best there. And the NHL waited from then until now to do one of these. They had every opportunity to do one of these since. They didn't have to go to the Olympics. Put this on just like as you did now. The NHL for depriving us fans of these moments of Canada. Marner to McDavid, gold medal championship win for the last 9 years. We should have had McDavid and Marner on the same team, Team Canada, a long time before this, but we finally got it. But you're the biggest loser for not giving it to us sooner. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're watching or listening right now, and I appreciate you for that. If you have not watched it, I mentioned off the top, go watch my 5 biggest winners from the Four Nations Faceoff Tournament. That should be out right now. And go Canada. Tonight is a night of celebration. If you're watching this tonight, if you're watching the next day, keep celebrating into the next day. Wow, what an unbelievable tournament. What a fun week of hockey. It was truly great. That is it for me tonight. Good night for me from Championship Canada.
And that is how it's done.
The Jesse Blake Sports Report with Jesse Blake.
Jesse Blake, the guy that likes to hear his name twice in one sentence. Sure, I know him. No, he doesn't have an ego at all.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly.